from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, an East Bay community is in shock after a popular food market goes up in flames.
All the firefighters eat here, all the police officers eat here. It's a pillar of the community, so it's very sad.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Crews are still on the scene of the Lake Chabot Public Market in Castro Valley nearly 10 hours after a fire ripped through that building. The fire broke out just before 2:30 this morning, quickly spread to the roof. The fire is believed to have started in the kitchen area of one of the food vendors in the building. Crews were able to get the fire under control, but will remain on scene, putting out any hot spots. In the meantime, students and teachers at nearby Chabot Elementary School were told to shelter inside this morning because of concerns about the wind spreading smoke over the campus. That market houses about half a dozen small businesses, including restaurants, a meat market, and coffee shops. We spoke to one business owner who says her shop is a total loss.
Everything. It's like not even a chair or a table. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
There are so many people whose life and then every day, you know, like earning depends upon all this business, and please let them do something to restore it back.
No one was hurt in this fire. The cause is still under investigation. In the North Bay, 8 students arrested after a brawl on campus. That fight broke out at the Sinaloa Middle School, and Novato kids ages 12 to 14 were booked on conspiracy and felony assault charges. Parents we talked to say they're concerned about the safety of their children at the school, and they are frustrated the school hasn't taken further action to protect them. They asked us to hide their identities.
The school is aware that this girl has been involved in previous problems. You know, it's not the first time around. And there are no consequences.
And the school district told us it had no previous knowledge of a potential fight on Thursday, and staff did not know about the issues of bullying prior to that incident. Well, it's been 1 year since San Francisco launched its program cracking down on the city's open-air drug markets. The focus disrupting rampant drug use and sales in the Tenderloin and Soma neighborhoods, but is it working? Kelsey Thord has an update.
Let's see if someone will.
I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Michael DiZapola helps people with substance abuse issues get the services they need here at Glide Memorial Church in the Tenderloin.
For us, we want to look at what are the circumstances that people who use drugs are under on the streets, are people with mental illness on the streets, and how could we make access points for them available.
Michael and the rest of the staff at Glide work daily with people who often buy drugs off the street. He says one of the biggest health concerns they see is the type of drugs available in the city.
The reality of the matter is the supply is not safe.
To try and combat those illegal drugs, the mayor's office launched the Drug Market Agency Coordination Center in May of 2023. Now, 1 year later, they say close to 90 kilos of fentanyl alone has been seized by police, as well as close to 50 kilos of meth. According to their data, over 1,000 dealers have also been arrested, in addition to close to 1,300 users. Michael told me he understands the city's approach, but still doesn't think it will solve the big picture problem alone.
Incarceration and law enforcement has not been proven to be able to assist change the conditions for people who use drugs. And the same thing applies here. Even if we're getting some substances off the streets, we still have a lot of substances on the streets. People are still able to get drugs on the streets.
Bo Rawlings says he's struggled with meth addiction for years and says even now, it's not hard to find a dealer to sell it to him.
Depends on what what kind of drugs you're really asking for, like the fentanyl, the meth. I've never asked these guys for heroin or opiates, but I'd imagine that would be a little bit harder.
Michael says what he believes needs to be done to help more people like Bo is a more comprehensive and caring approach to getting those with substance abuse issues off the streets and into treatment.
Well, Well, that's Mexican pop rock band Maná. They're headlining La Onda by Bottle Rock Festival this weekend. That's at the Napa Valley Expo. Organizers say it's already on track to be the largest Latin music festival in Northern California. But it's not just music. The event is also giving restaurants the opportunity to gain exposure. Arshan Chitna spoke to one shop in the South San Francisco area excited to share their food to festival goers.
Raul Leyva always wants the chance to share his food with more people. And for over a decade now, Cocina Milonga has brought street food from Argentina around the Bay Area.
This is a very nice product, you know, for a snack.
The staple they serve at their own locations and distribute to others are their empanadas. From coffee shops to the Chase Center, people have enjoyed a taste of Raul's home. And this weekend, more will get to try some of these empanadas at La Onda Music Festival in Napa.
We are so excited, you know, for that. Hopefully everything going well.
He says they pair well with wine. And as a small business always looking for more exposure, they couldn't ask for a better place to showcase their food than at a new Latin music festival.
We love our food. We love our community. We love all the other communities around here as well. And to just be able to share that with people, especially at a music festival, nothing brings people together like music and food.
Partnering with a longtime friend Raul knew from his time in Colombia, the duo decided to share the cuisine they love in California. It continues a tradition in Raul's family that has reached the youngest generation. His daughter, Eloisa, has watched her dad dream this business into a reality.
It's a project and a product that I love, that I'm proud of, and it just makes me so excited to see how far we've come.
We see the magic coming out.
It's a classic of Argentina that has developed a universal appeal in America.
All the people love, you know, the feelings of the empanada, or the shape of the empanada, and it's a nice opportunity for us.
A celebration of family, tradition, and pride, all cooked into a handful of cuisine and culture.
And in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, we now know who will be performing at this year's Outside Lands Music Festival. Yeah, you know that song. Rock band The Killers will be headlining the first night of the festival on Friday, August 9th. On Saturday, hip-hop star Tyler, the Creator, will hit the main stage, and country singer Sturgill Simpson will close out the festivities on Sunday, August 11th. Single-day tickets are now on sale. If you're wondering how much you're going to have to shell out for a one-day ticket, well, general admission starts at nearly $200. VIP will cost you nearly $470, and that is without fees.